The British obsession with a strange fusion of funny voices and dance music known as the Crazy Frog ringtone made its way into the news last month when the song hit number one on the British pop charts. Since then, it's been downloaded more than a million times and might even be playing on a cell phone near you. But last month's cellular hit is this month's suspected scam. A company that created Crazy Frog, Jamster, is under investigation for misleading downloaders about what they're signing up for. Hannah Baum is a journalist for the BBC and based in Southampton, England. She joins us now from her home near there. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi there, Frank. Hello.
Hi. You downloaded this ringtone and what happened?
Absolutely. I saw a TV ad for the Crazy Frog ringtone. I texted a number that was shown on screen to download XLF to my cell phone. After that, every few days, I got texts from Jamster, the Crazy Frog people, asking me to download more tunes from their website. It wasn't until my cell phone bill arrived this week that I found out that each text from the Crazy Frog people had cost me more than $5. In total, the charges came to about $70 or so. Crazy Frog had doubled my cell phone bill. I called my cell phone operator to find out what was going on. The guy I spoke with told me that when I bought the XLF ringtone from Crazy Frog, I'd signed up to an indefinite premium rate service. It's called Reverse Charge SMS, and it means companies charge you for receiving a text from them.
And you had no way of knowing this in advance? Wasn't it anywhere in the fine print or anything?
Well, the Crazy Frog people say that there was small print that went across the bottom of my TV screen that I should have noticed. It would have explained a bit more about the service. Fact is, I just didn't see it. It was so quick. And I know that lots of other people have had similar experiences. The operator I spoke with at my cell phone company said he'd taken hundreds of calls from other people with the same complaint. It turns out, actually, the official body, as you say, that regulates premium rate phone services in the UK is now investigating the company behind the Crazy Frog phone lines. They've had more than 100 complaints lodged from members of the public.
So that's what this investigation's about then?
Right. The company that run the phone lines for Jamster, the Crazy Frog maker...
you know, I have to interrupt you there. I've just heard Jamster, the Crazy Frog maker, twice on this program. Thought I could go a whole lifetime without hearing that phrase, but please go ahead. Go ahead.
It's a bit of a strange one. The company that run their phone lines is called Mblox. Mblox could be fined $180,000 and have their lines cut off if it's found that they've broken guidelines in the way that they've marketed the Crazy Frog tone. The watchdog's also looking into whether the tone's been marketed to under 16s because of the use of dancing cartoon characters in the primetime adverts.
And how much did this cost you?
This has cost me about $70. As I say, it's doubled my cell phone bill for the month.
Any indication, you talked about looking into whether or not young people are being targeted. Have you had any indication that this might be the case?
Well, I've checked it out on the web, and it's literally heaving with sites where people have posted similar stories about reverse charge texting. They've ordered a one-off ringtone, and they've ended up being subscribed to premium rate services. In many, many cases, it's actually parents that are posting warning stories on the web about things that have happened to their kids.
So what do you think is next for Jamster?
Well, the watchdog into premium rate phone services reports on the issue next month, and after that it'll be up to them whether they fine Mblox, the Jamster phone line provider, or whether they cut off their telephone line.
Hannah, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
Hannah Baum is a journalist for the BBC News. She joined us from her home in Southampton, England.